our employment board. And it's the males on one side and the females on the other side.
Jane Hilaire is the job developer and life skills instructor at Covenant House, a safe haven for homeless and at-risk youth located at the edge of the French Quarter.
It has a list of everyone that is employed and who should be job searching and touching base with me and who's in class and who I haven't seen just yet.
Hilaire, who her students all call Miss Jane, teaches a range of skills having to do with employment, from writing a resume to anger management to attitude and hygiene. She tells her students, when applying for a job, you have to talk differently than you do with your friends.
In order to get that job, you have to code switch, you have to turn that side off and bring that professional side out. You don't go in like, can y'all tell me if you're hiring? I would tell you no, but you go in with a smile. Hi, I'm Jane Hilaire, how are you? Are you guys hiring? Gotta put it on.
Victoria Bates eagerly listens to everything Miss Jane tells her. Victoria is 20 years old and has been living at Covenant House for 3 weeks.
My mother and my stepdad have drug problems, and I had altercation with my stepfather and she chose his side over mine. And I didn't have any family to support me or to go to, so I had to leave the home because I felt like my life was in danger.
Victoria heard about Covenant House, and with nowhere else to go, she simply walked in the door.
I don't have anyone, but they've had my back since I've been here. They help me get my ID. They give me a shelter. They feed me, and, you know, they tell me all the things I need to do to get my life back on track. And I have a 3-year-old cousin that's still in the household, and they're helping me get an attorney so I can get my cousin here with me.
Miss Jane talked Victoria into going back to school at Xavier University, where she was a sophomore studying to be a pharmacist. But for right now, after taking Miss Jane's class, Victoria will try to get a job in a pharmacy department, like at a Walgreens.
It's been a minute since I had a job, and I knew I needed some help in that field, so I was happy they had someone here to help me get, you know, learn how to interview and everything.
We offer shelter. And we're not just a shelter, though, but we're a program as well. We have educational programs, of course, employment, and they get their meals. They're 3 meals a day plus snacks. Child care coming soon.
There's also a program called Rites of Passage.
If the youth or individual have a job in school and saving 80% of their money, they can apply to go to ROP, which is more independent. They cook their own meals, they have their own kitchens.
And essentially, they prepare to live independently.
We always tell them to have a plan, and one of the best plans is to follow the program, which is do what you have to do in crisis. We don't ask much. And then make it to ROP. And then, you know, with the life skills that they teach them in ROP, then they're ready to go back into society and make it.
Covenant House has a lot to offer. Physical and mental health services, literacy and GED prep classes, early head start for young mothers, and most importantly, a caring staff who work with each youth individually.
All right, ladies, and you are dismissed.
Thank you, Ms. Jane.
Be on time tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
For more information on Covenant House, go to wwno.org. And for youth in crisis, call their 9-line hotline at 1-800-999-9999. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.